You are listening to WDOT Port Washington. We have a special guest here, former WDOT DJ on the air. Bethia, welcome to the show. Why don't you, could you get started telling us what you've been doing currently since graduating from Schreiber?
So I graduated in Schreiber in 2012, went to Vanderbilt, and then now I am in the MBC Page program. So it's a rotational program where you're kind of being put in different positions every 3 months within the company for a year. If anyone's ever seen the show 30 Rock with Tina Fey, basically doing what Kenneth does, where I get to kind of experience everything that the company has to offer.
What could you tell us was your favorite part about being a part of WDOT here at Schreiber?
It was definitely just kind of getting exposure to things that I never would have. So everyone knows Clap. He's a huge goofball. So when I first joined WDOT, he, like, wasn't really thinking and put me on a show with, like, five senior guys when I was a sophomore and put me on a show about sports. So it was kind of intimidating, but really put me out of my comfort zone. And I think that really helped in the future because I ended up interning at NBC Sports and have done a lot of sports within NBC. And just the community there, still talk to a lot of people that were in WDOT, and we still talk about the things that we used to do while in the club.
Now, what are some things, now that you're kind of in the field now, what are some things that you maybe wish you could have done while you were here at Schreiber to maybe better prepare you for what you're doing now?
I wish that I had taken more opportunities at Schreiber. Like, Mr. Clapp definitely sets you up with a lot of good things. He, like, allowed me to be part of the sports team where I could do sideline reporting, and I think there were a lot of games where I just kind of felt lazy or, like, thought that I had too much work to do to actually attend those games, but I wish that I had taken more advantage of that because as you get older, those opportunities get a lot slimmer. So my advice is if Mr. Clapp gives you something to do, like, definitely take him on it.
Definitely, yeah. I did some announce for football this year and basketball, so that was definitely a fun experience. But it's awesome that we have the opportunities here. Why did you decide to join the radio station?
I had a very weird story. When I was in seventh grade, the editor of Teen People magazine, which has now, I think, been dismembered, but the editor of Teen People magazine came to visit our class, and I was just amazed by her job. I thought it was the coolest thing that I had ever heard of. And after that, I realized I needed to go into media, so I joined the Schreiber Times, as well as WDOT. I had heard such good things about Clapp. A lot of my friends had him for a push, so I was really excited to see what he had to offer, and also the fact that we had a radio station at our school is, like, something so rare. When I went to college, people thought that it was, like, the coolest thing. So I thought it was just a really cool opportunity to get involved in.
How much do you think Clapp brings to the station in terms of people wanting to join?
I think he definitely has a reputation at the school. Like, I feel like everyone knows who Mr. Clapp is, whereas you know, a lot of teachers are kind of in their own little departments, but Mr. Clapp's able to kind of bridge a lot of people through the different clubs he does. And he definitely has a lot of experience to offer. He definitely makes kids feel welcome and part of the radio station. So I think he does a really good job of reaching out to people who would want to be involved.
Yeah, definitely. I think he gave me the opportunity to do my first show when I was in ninth grade. I actually went to him and asked him, and he was very helpful in terms of that.
Right.
So it definitely, you know, wants everyone to feel comfortable and provide opportunities for everyone who wants to be a part of whatever they want to be a part of that he's involved in.
Exactly. When I was actually a senior in Schreiber, I remember I had a lot of off periods and asked him how I could help out, and he, like, let me just kind of, like, intern at the station and, like, let me help out with figuring out sponsorships and, like, training new DJs. So he definitely, like, has a lot of things for people to do if they want to.
Yeah, definitely. So since you've gotten out of college, what has been your most favorite experience so far?
Most favorite experience. Let's think. I actually was able to do a rotation again at NBC Sports in the sports communication department, and it was 1 year out from the Winter Olympics next year. And I don't know if you heard, but Bob Costas is passing the torch on to Mike Tirico, but no longer the captain of the Olympics. And I got to help basically put on that event with the sports comm team. And I got to meet Bob Costas and Mike Tirico and see everything go down with all the press coming in. So it was really cool to see, because there was a lot of long nights helping to set up that event. But then actually seeing it all come together that day was probably one of the coolest things I've seen.
Now, are those the two most famous people you've met, or have you met some other big-name broadcasters?
Being in 30 Rock, you meet a lot of just famous people in general, because they're all walking around. 30 Rock is the building that NBC is in, so I see, broadcaster-wise, probably Mike Tirico and Bob Costas are the biggest ones that I've seen, but I've met, like, people on SNL. I saw Kristen Stewart walking around in the hallway once, Jimmy Fallon. So it's a really cool place to work in, because you never really know who you're going to run into the elevator. But you definitely have to also learn how to keep your cool and not ask for their autographs and their pictures.
Right, yeah. It definitely has to be a tough thing to do.
Tough resistance.
going back to your time at Vanderbilt, what did you major in?
So I took a little bit of a weird path when it came to media. I was an economics and political science major with a minor in finance. My reasoning behind that was that I knew I could get involved in media at school, so I kind of wanted to broaden my knowledge base when it came to classes. But I know that there is also a lot of value in majoring in, like, communications or journalism, but that was the path I took, and I definitely do not regret it.
What were you able to do in college that better prepared you for where you are now?
So I was involved in a lot. I was involved in Vanderbilt Television, as well as Vanderbilt Radio, and a club called Business Careers and Entertainment. Vanderbilt, I was pretty lucky that they had a very good alumni community, so my advice for people who go into college is definitely contact as many alumni as you can, because people want to help people who went to their college, is what I learned. I also think studying different subjects has helped me too. I think it's made a really good talking point for interviewers, because they like the fact that I had kind of a different background than other people and think that I can provide kind of a different perspective into the media industry because of that.
Right, yeah, it's definitely something I've noticed looking at some guys who are in the field now, is that they don't necessarily take the most conventional path, but they somehow all end up in the same spot. So,
Jimmy Fallon never even graduated from college. Like, there's so many different ways that you can kind of, like, get into the industry.
Right, yeah. Definitely interesting to look at. So that will do it for our interview here. You can listen if you want to at www.portradio.org. We thank those of you who might be listening for listening, and I'll be back on Friday for the sports show.